Well, it's been about a week since the BBC made this breathless announcement.
It is finally time to put a new face to the old name. He may be 1,000 years old, but he's about to get a whole new lease of life. Here we go, the big reveal, the crunch moment we've all been waiting for. Joining us now, live in the studio, exclusively on the BBC, please welcome the 12th Doctor, a hero for a whole new generation. It's Peter Capaldi!
Yes, it gives build-up a whole new meaning, doesn't it? I've never heard anything like it. The Scottish actor Peter Capaldi has been named 12th actor to play the Doctor in the TV series, replacing Matt Smith. He's the oldest actor to play the Time Lord since the first Doctor, William Hartnell, with that wonderful mane of silver hair back in the 1960s. Well, the internet and especially the Twitter sphere have been buzzing with reaction to this. Stephen Fry's had a say, David Harewood, everyone's got an opinion. I'm joined by two ardent Whovians from Adelaide who'll have their say, I'm sure. 13-year-old podcaster and blogger Benjamin Mayo McKay, who's a big Doctor Who fan. In fact, his popular Preachers podcast is based on all things Doctor Who. Hi, Benjamin. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And joining us from Adelaide is the actor Eden Treblico, who's been involved with the Preachers podcast. He's also a big Doctor Who fan. Hi, Eden.
Hi, how are you?
Well, let's get to your reaction. So Peter Capaldi's the new Doctor, Benjamin. What do you make of that?
I think it's a brilliant idea. It's one that never occurred to me beforehand, but as soon as they announced it at 4 o'clock in the morning, it was just, yes, that's perfect. And everyone's saying he's too old, which has really shocked me, especially seeing...
Rubbish.
Yeah, the character's supposed to be over 1,000 years old. So if a 55-year-old actor can't play the role, then, you know, you got to doubt how true some of these fans are.
Yeah.
You're a fine and wise young man, Benjamin. Couldn't agree more.
Thanks.
Actors over 55, marvellous people. I mean, what about the fact that he's known as the aggressive and foul-mouthed Malcolm Tucker from the BBC comedy series The Thick of It? Do you think that'll work against him?
It already has, I think. I mean, there are mash-up trailers on the internet. People have redone the TARDIS sign. And while, you know, that's all well and good, I think it's like any actor. If an actor plays a role like Malcolm Tucker and then goes on and plays another role, they shouldn't be remembered for just that role. Like, he's been in other Doctor Who episodes. He was a lead in one of the Torchwood series. So why remember him for that one role? Yes, it was a funny series, but he's done more. It's not like it's the one thing he's done.
What about you, Eden? You're an actor.
I am indeed, yeah. And I love the casting. I think, you know what, I'm excited to see. I know a lot of people, like what Ben just said, he's an actor and he'll bring something completely new and different to the role. He's not going to be Malcolm Tucker in the TARDIS. But at the same time, I like Malcolm Tucker and I like Doctor Who. And I am excited about the possibility of seeing a sort of a rougher Doctor, an older Doctor and a rougher Doctor, a Doctor with a bit more experience as an actor, and that's an exciting concept for me.
Eden, you've got a marvellous actor's voice. Just back off that microphone just a tad because
you're
blowing my ears off here. Who's your favourite Doctor, Eden?
Ooh, that is a tough question. I watched Doctor Who when I was young, when it was on... just sort of at around 6 o'clock, I think, at night. And Tom Baker was my first Doctor. I think Ben's giving me a bit of shame there, a bit of a look of shame.
Well, we know what Benjamin's... Benjamin likes Patrick Troughton. He told us this last time. You haven't changed your mind?
I haven't changed my mind.
I'm still getting over the fact that you scoffed. I mean, you scoffed when I said my favourite Doctor was David Tennant. You scoffed and you compared his latest series to EastEnders. I've never forgotten it.
Well, it is very soapy. And even, you know, going into the Matt Smith era, it is still very soapy. It's, you know, the companions and their family and the mother and father and the grandmother, and it just gets a bit ridiculous.
I don't know what you're talking about. It just... full of tosh. What makes a good Doctor, then? What are we looking for in a Doctor, you two?
I think the Doctor needs to bring something new to the role. I don't want to see a copy of a previous Doctor. You know, I don't want to see Peter Capaldi playing Matt Smith or playing Tom Baker or David Tennant. I just want something completely different.
True, and every one of the Doctors has brought something different. But do you think there's some underlying continuity? Is there some core story about the Doctor that endures from regeneration to regeneration?
Well, there's always sort of the underlying theme of we don't really know who the Doctor is. And that is the point of the series. It's Doctor Who. And, you know, we don't want to know. There was a lot of controversy when the episode title, The Name of the Doctor, was announced. And, you know, there's a whole thing. Are they going to announce it? Are they not going to announce it? Do we want them to announce it? And the general fan reaction was no, because where are you left if you give all the answers to the show's title?
I know there are lots of listeners who are fans of Doctor Who, and if you jump onto the website, you'll be able to have your say. I'd love to hear what you think about this appointment, Peter Capaldi as the Doctor. And I'd also like to know what you think are the kind of core qualities that the Doctor has. Not just ignoring the kind of, you know, the ups and downs from one Doctor to the other. There must be something that endures. Eden, the reason I like David Tennant, was I liked his wounded psychology. I liked the loneliness, the sense that he can never know intimacy, and the idea that that was somehow related to being mortal, that, you know, because he was immortal, well, almost, you know, he could never really share his life with anyone else. And so ultimately, when he flew away, he was always flying away, ultimately alone. Does that resonate for you at all?
Absolutely. I'm going to disappoint Ben as well in saying that I did like Tennant. Oh, he's doing a face palm. I liked Tennant, and I loved that sort of woundedness. A lot of my friends will say that he was too broody, he was too the emotions sort of overpowered the stories or the episodes. But I really enjoyed that feeling. And I think what we're saying before about is there something that connects all the Doctors together? And Ben might disagree with me on this one, but it's they say yes all the time. Like it's they sort of travel around time and space, but they say yes. They always say yes. It's you know, I'm going into this situation. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm going to see. I'm going to go there. I'm going to have a look. He's always saying yes, 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 yes. And even with Tennant, who was so emotional and so isolated and lonely, he could still go to a place, say yes, and he would encounter these new scenarios.
Eden, I realised why you say this, because you're in the game of theatre improvisation, and one of the golden rules of theatre improv is when everyone asks you a question, the answer is always
yes.
So when you go up in an impro and someone says, can I help you? And you say, no, I'm just looking. Think, no, you're not just looking. Oh. You say, yes, I'm looking for something. I'm going to a wedding. The answer to the question is always yes. Isn't that so?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's definitely something that connects for me personally with Doctor Who, is that idea of, you know, he has no idea, just like we don't have an idea when we go onto stage, but we say yes.
Now, is this a lost opportunity? There were calls for the new Doctor to be something unexpected, perhaps an African actor or an Asian actor or a woman. Were either of you looking out for that kind of casting?
I don't think we're ready for a female doctor or an Asian doctor or necessarily black doctor. A lot of people were saying it's a good idea, and then the majority of Whovians were saying it's a bad idea. And I have to admit, at the moment, I think it's a bad idea. I don't think we're ready for it. It is a possibility in the future, and of course, they'll find a way of bending it around the 13 doctors.
But you're never ready for change. That's the advantage of change. It comes along, you think, oh, I wasn't ready for this. How marvellous. What about you, Eden? Were you looking for an unexpected casting?
Honestly, I was. I was looking forward to an unexpected casting. I actually agree with Ben, whereas I don't think the fandom is necessarily ready, and it is a big moment of change, something that will change the nature of the show, change the relationships in the show that a lot of fans are familiar with, comfortable with, but I wanted it very badly. I was ready for a female doctor. I was ready for a doctor of a different nature.
We're ganging up on you, Ben. Just very briefly, just in seconds, just remind us about the Preachers podcast. We talked about it last time you were on, but very briefly, just tell us.
Well, the podcast has two sides. It's got the audio dramas, and then it's got the podcast where I interview people or review stories with my guest host, Rob Lloyd.
And we'll put a link to that on our website. We can do that. If you pop along to the website, you'll find the link to the Preachers podcast there. Thank you, gentlemen. It's been nice to have you on the show.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Responding to this big news, Benjamin Mayo McKay is a 13-year-old podcaster and blogger, and his Peaches broadcast is about all things Who, Doctor Who, and actor Eden Treblicoe is with the Adelaide Theatre Impro Company called Changing Jennifers, which is a brilliant name. And Australian viewers will see Peter Capaldi as Doctor Who for the first time in a Christmas special this year, and the ABC will be screening that new series in the coming year. And there's also a special treat for Doctor Who fans. If you're in Sydney, there's an exhibition of Doctor Who props curated by the BBC, and it's at the ABC's Ultimo Studios. If you're a visitor to Sydney, they're easy to find. They're just near Central Station. And that show includes the head of an Ood, there's Tom Baker's scarf, the costume that Kylie wore in The Voyage of the Damned, that was a good episode, and there's a TARDIS where you can have your picture taken. I'd love a picture of myself standing outside the TARDIS. That'd be good. So that show opens next Thursday. That's the 15th of August, and it runs right through until January. So if you're in Sydney over the summer, you could go and see that. That's absolutely free at Ultimo. You're on Books and Arts Daily with Michael Cathcart.